the makers of Weber's Bread presents your all-star Western Theater, produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this more convenient time.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood comes your all-star Western Theater, starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. And now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Trail herding cowboy, hop on your pony, sing.
Dilly-o.
Start riding now, boy, we'll make San Antonio sing.
Dilly-o. Dilly-o. Long, weary days and lusty roads to travel. But we'll make the boss pay for all this battle driving cattle.
Light-hearted, carefree trail herding cowboy, sing.
Dilly-a. Dilly-o.
Keep moving, doggies, time is a-wasting, singing.
Dilly-a. Dilly-o.
I'm not impatient, but why don't you hasten singing?
Dealey-o, dealey-o, you ought to know that a certain someone's waiting. You ought to know that you're captivating, confiscating.
Arms will enfold this trail, hurting cowboy singing.
Dealey-a, dealey-o.
One little doggie strayed from his mother singing.
Dealey-a, dealey-o.
Trail herding cowboy, there goes another singing.
Dealey-a, dealey-o. Follow the doggies through endless days of sunshine. When this drive is over, we'll take our fun time all at one time.
Makes me a happy trail herding cowboy singing.
Dealey-a, dealey-o, dealey-a, dealey-o.
Hello, friends. All of you Oklahomans gather around now. We've got a song about a town and a gal you know. You folks who aren't from Oklahoma, you just stay right with us, though. Because this gal in the town will remind you of your own, if you just change the names. It's Rose of Old Pawnee.
Thank you.
riders of the Purple Sage seem to have a natural knack for singing Western songs. Plenty of easygoing rhythm and smooth harmony. Just the way you like to hear them. You know, it takes a lot more than a knack, though. There's a lot of hard work involved in presenting those songs just right. Just as there is in making any successful product. Take Weber's bread, for instance. The kind of full-flavored loaf the kids sing out for at mealtime. Fresh, tender Weber's bread is always just the way you like it. Takes a lot of painstaking care to make bread that good and keep it that good. But Weber's does just that. And the proof's in the eating. Your eating. Buy a loaf of Weber's next time you shop and taste some really good bread. Always fresh in the blue and white checked gingham wrapper. And now back to the All-Star Western Theater.
Troy, what do you got lined up next?
Well, Terry, it's a number right out of the old red barn. Johnny Paul and Bud Sievert are featured in an instrumental version of Back Home in Indiana.
Here's a song and the story of every man's dream. Little White House with You Inside.
Little White House with you inside, and heaven will be near me. With your love proved and tried, always near to cheer me. From your side I will roam, with your love can't go wrong. Little White House with you inside, and I'll be satisfied. Little White House with you inside, life will be so happy. Yours and mine by my side, calling me their pappy. Stars may come and rain may fall, I'll be near you when you call. Little White House with you inside, and I'll be satisfied. Little White House with you inside, and I'll bring home the money. You're the queen and my bride, I'll always call you honey. You love me and I love you, love like ours will be true. Little White House with you inside, and I'll be satisfied. Little White House with you inside, never mind the weather. Face this world side by side, we'll grow old together. Old and gray, still in love, thank the Lord from above. Little White House with you inside, and I'll be satisfied.
Well, it's time now for Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage to tell us another of their adventures in the West. This week they've called their story Bus Ride from Santa Teresa. Santa Teresa is a small border town whose name you've probably never heard before, since only two crooked, dusty streets are included within its limits and not more than 40 houses. The nearest city of consequence is 30 miles away. Well, an ancient, wheezing bus travels those 30 miles twice a week by means of a winding dirt road, so that Santa Teresa may have contact with the outside world. But nothing else bad can be said about Santa Teresa. It's a friendly, neighborly town, and so filled with good fellowship, the riders of the Purple Sage would travel almost any distance to attend one of the famed dances held there.
Well, let's tie up here in the shade, Al. Johnny?
Good idea.
Sure.
Oh, we'll wander around town until supper time, then we'll head for the dance. What do you say?
Can't get there too soon for me. Sure aching to spank my feet up and down, yes? Sir.
You know something, Al?
Yeah?
That's your whole trouble.
What?
You do spank your feet up and down. When you dance, you're supposed to glide.
Not where I come from, you ain't. Gliding would get you thrown right out the door as a big sissy.
Oh. Well, howdy, Mr. Fraser.
Howdy, boy. Well, Johnny,
hello, Mr. Fraser.
Hello, Mr. Fraser.
I've been trying to locate you boys. Thought maybe you could help us a little.
Is anything wrong, Mr. Fraser?
Oh, there's been a number of holdups in this vicinity lately, and we'll have quite a sum of money to send over to the bank tomorrow. I thought maybe you fellas might go along on the bus for protection.
You're sending the money on the bus?
That's the safest way. Not much chance of a public conveyance being attacked.
Well, we'll go along if it leaves your mind, any.
I'd go myself, except my presence is required here at home for personal reasons. Little matter of my daughter Bonnie falling in love with an outsider I don't particularly like. Suppose you drop over in the morning and we'll make final arrangements.
Be glad to, Mr. Fraser.
That'll give us plenty of time. Bus doesn't leave until noon.
Golly, I was scared he had something for us to do there to keep us away from the dance. Now, remember, when you get in there, Al, glide.
Gliding ain't no exercise for a full-grown man, Johnny.
Hey, there's Mr. Fraser's daughter coming out of the dance hall.
Dogged if it ain't.
The fellow with her must be the out-of-town guy, huh? The one Mr. Fraser don't like.
I wouldn't like him either if he took a daughter of mine out of a dance hall and across to a park to wait.
Stand, Bonnie. Why, my heart is pounding now because I took you by the arm as we ran through the darkness to these trees. I've spoken with 1,000 girls before you, smiled at more than a few, and why, you aren't even a woman. A child, only a...
Ben.
Yes, Bonnie?
Ben, I've thought so much of love, but I never knew it might be like this. To love someone I hardly know at all, someone who...
Look up at me, Bonnie. It's dark. And in the dark, a man can say things he couldn't otherwise. Yours is a beauty so delicate, it seems as though you might be gone at any moment. As though our time together would be a brief, bright dance.
Don't make me afraid.
But I'd rather spend a little while in happiness with you than an eternity with anyone else. I promise to care for you all the weeks of your life, Bonnie. To live only for your happiness. To use my years and my experience in such a way that they'll form a bond. Not a wall between us.
Bonnie!
Dad.
I saw you leave the dance. I followed because I wanted to see what kind of a man would bring you out here.
We were just coming to see you, sir.
And for what purpose?
To ask for permission to marry. Bonnie thinks it necessary.
We know nothing about you.
Well, I'm sure my clothing, my education...
But even my daughter knows anything about you.
She knows my heart.
She's young, she's delicate.
The very reason I said
there's a difference in your ages.
That difference gives me a chance to fill her days with happiness.
I'm not even sure that you... Bonnie... Do you want me to give permission?
With all my heart.
All I ask is that you give me time to consider.
We want to marry now.
Waiting is out of the question, sir.
You ought to have my permission. You'll wait. I can't give it now. I've got to find out something about you. That's all I have to say. Good night, dear. I shall expect you home by midnight, Bonnie. Oh. Good evening, boys.
Howdy, Mr. Fraser. We just came outside for a breath of air. The dance sure is living up to the reputation this town's got for them.
Boys, I wonder if I could give you the details about tomorrow's job now. I've got a little investigating to do in the morning. I may be busier than I expected.
Boy, I think we ought to go down the street till bus time.
This is embarrassing.
Hush up. If they hear us talking, they'll realize we can't help but hear what they're saying. Then they'll be embarrassed.
Why will they? They don't know us. We know them.
What is it now,
they...
Bonnie?
Quiet.
The same thing. If I knew why Dad feels as he does about...
Well, that doesn't matter anymore. Now, you run along and get your car and start for the big town.
Oh, they're running away.
I'll take the bus. As soon as we meet, we'll really belong to each other. No one else will count.
Why can't I take the bus too, Ben? Or why can't we just tell Dad we're already married and face the music?
It's better this way. We'll start out separately.
Why? We belong together now. Nobody
Bonnie,
can stop us. We...
Listen to me now, Bonnie. You must never, not ever question my actions.
All right, Ben.
I wish we could go together, too, but it's best that we don't. You'll be safe, but if anything should happen, any accident, we'll wait for each other 2 days and then go back to the ranch your father owns. We can always meet there.
Always? Are we to be separated?
Now, come on, let's say goodbye. You've got to get started, so you'll be there when the bus arrives. I'll walk you half a block and then come back and wait for the bus.
Married already, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, I reckon we got more to do than guard the bus this trip.
Yeah, I reckon so, too. But I don't know just what. Hey, the bus is pulling up. Come on.
Somebody's double-crossing somebody, too. Did you notice?
You mean because Bonnie came back and is going by bus in spite of their agreement?
I mean because the guy's disappeared, her husband. Well, he was supposed to take the bus, and he's not here. Oh, boy, if I had never ridden anything besides this bus, I'd be willing to bet my last dime the auto would never replace the horse.
It'll be very interesting to find out if I have a backbone left tonight.
You got Foy knocked unconscious already, I think. Hey, Foy.
Oh, I'm all right. Just figuring about that little gal up in the front seat.
Bonnie?
Yeah, she's already married, so we've got no right to interfere. But her dad's going to find out she was on this same bus with us, and he's apt to blame us for not stopping her.
Hey, there's a barricade on the road up ahead.
What's that?
A barricade. The driver saw somebody's blocked the road.
How do you like
it? It's a stick-up. We've been held up.
Well, he's not shooting at us. He's warning us. Those shots are in the air.
Don't shoot back anybody. There's a girl aboard. Don't risk her life.
All right, this is a stick-up. I know you've got money from Santa Teresa. Let's have it, driver.
Come on, we can get him. Stay where you are. The girl.
Hurry it up. I haven't gone all day.
Take it. Get out.
Thanks. Don't move anybody. Don't try to come after me. I'll shoot to kill.
Hey, I recognized that voice, didn't you?
I sure did, Al. I know him in spite of the mask.
Ben. It was Ben.
Rob?
Yes, sir, we were robbed about halfway here. Lone highwayman. Wore a mask. This your bag, miss?
Oh, yes, thanks.
I'll take it, Bonnie.
Ben.
You came on the bus. You didn't drive the car.
My husband is a robber.
You might have been killed. You should have followed orders.
My husband is a robber.
Into the restaurant. We'll get a booth. Come on, we can talk there.
Follow him, Al, Johnny. Let's try and get a booth next to theirs. If we hear him confess, it'll be that much easier to get a conviction.
I recognized your voice, Ben.
Is that all you're going to say?
I don't know anything more to say.
Maybe it was wrong for me to marry a girl like you, Bonnie. Your father, your friends would see only injustice in it. But my feelings, my love can't be controlled any more than any other man's. And I love you.
I know.
With all my soul.
My father always taught me that a man who had to earn his living, and that those who gambled and robbed don't. They produce nothing. They supply nothing to make the world better.
You're not with your father now. You're with me.
But everything's changed, Ben. The excuse you gave for not going with me was a lie. Oh, Ben, promise you'll never... Promise that this is your last holdup.
How can it be? I got only $600.
I can be content with very
no,
little...
No, Bonnie, no. I won't let you go without things. Live a life that's on the border of poverty. My love for you is great.
If you have any love for me, then...
Well...
Oh, Ben, do as you wish. Do whatever you think best. I don't care who you are. My love's like yours. I'd rather spend a little while with you in happiness than an eternity with anyone else.
Thank you, Bonnie. I know what you want. To live as you've always lived, with land, neighbors, friends. Maybe we can have those things.
Oh, if only we could.
$8,000 is going back on the bus tonight.
No, Ben. No.
There's little danger, and they'll be scouring the countryside for me, but they won't watch the road. They'll never dream I dare try again.
Oh, please.
I'll be at the crest of Big Hill where the bus can't run fast. It'll have to stop, and I'll grab the money within seconds and be gone. Nobody will be able to follow me because the country's wild there. Only a horse can travel fast. I'll be back to you within hours, Bonnie, and we can start living.
Look out for a it now, huh? Al? Johnny?
Sure seems like it.
What do we do, Foy? Take the bus and catch him in the act to go to the crest on horseback and nab him.
We'll take the bus, Johnny. Then we can go right straight for him.
It sure complicates things having her on the bus again.
Yeah, and I figured getting him this way when they were separated would make things easier than dragging him from her arms.
I wonder why she came when he told her to wait.
I don't know, Johnny.
Driver, how long is it before we reach the top of Big Hill?
Can't be more than a matter of minutes if the engine holds out.
If a bus is held up as you are coming down and a woman is with you, you don't ever resist the hold-up man, do you?
There's your answer, Johnny.
Most times, no.
She came along to save him.
But if anything happens this time... Come on, out the window, around behind. We'll get him that way. The same guy. He won't get away with it this time.
No! No, don't shoot! No!
Get down, miss. Get down on the floor. He's going to shoot back.
We feel awful bad, Mr. Frazier, to think we had to bring you such bad news.
I always consider your coming one of the greatest kindnesses ever done for me.
The doctor who examined her wounds after the holdup said not even a miracle could keep her alive until she got here.
Little Bonnie.
But she insisted on coming. The doctor told me to take her. Thought it might ease her last moments. You know, she must love this man very much. About the only word she spoke all the way was... She said that they promised each other if any accident ever happened, they'd meet at your ranch. Well, I guess we'll be going along.
Again, let me thank you for bringing her home.
You can rest assured we'll get the outlaw. Every man of the town is here with us, and we'll get him if it's humanly possible.
Mr. Fraser.
Boy, there he is.
Her husband. All right, keep back. Don't move or I'll shoot. I know why you're here, and I don't deny my crime, but one move toward me and I'll kill. Mr. Fraser, where's Bonnie?
Inside the house, on her bed.
I promised I'd meet her here. She'll be expecting me.
Let him go. We'll surround the house and get him when he comes out.
Bonnie.
Ben.
I knew you'd be waiting for me.
I have been.
A short time in happiness together. It's better than an eternity. Bonnie. Bonnie. It must have been a vengeful destiny which made me take such a lovely one as you and made you loyal to me. Had you been less loyal, we might be smiling across the table at one another now, laughing together at some... But I would rather have had this brief bit of happiness with you than an eternity with anyone else. And you wanted it that way too, didn't you? Sleep, Bonnie. Sleep. I'll be with you soon. All right, gentlemen. I'm ready to go with you now.
Well, the moral of that story could be, don't marry a man who robs buses. Although poor Bonnie certainly didn't know that her husband was a bandit when she fell in love with him. Maybe there ought to be some sort of clear marking for people as well as products. Like the bright blue and white checked gingham wrapper that always means good Weber's bread. Now there's a sign you can depend on for fresh, fine-tasting bread. The full-flavored kind you just naturally keep on buttering and eating while you're waiting for the morning coffee or the evening roast. Weber's bread is high in appetite appeal. Notice its fine texture, creamy white color, and the sweet, fresh-baked fragrance when you open the wrapper. Yes, you may find it hard to tell anything about a man from his exterior, but you can always tell good bread, Weber's that is, by the blue and white checked gingham wrapper. Now back to the All-Star Western Theater.
The featured place on our All-Star Western Theater, and we save it for the featured song. One which sincerely and honestly is of the West, has the real spirit and traditions of the West. the Riders of the Purple Sage sing At the Rainbow's End.
I've traveled this whole world over, and now I'm going down through the rainbow's end. From twilight till dawn, trudging on and on, till I come to the rainbow's end. I'm weary and tired, but I don't care. I'm going down to the rainbow's end. I have no friends, no home, just a traveling alone on my way to the rainbow's end. They say there are treasures of silver and gold that's buried down but the treasure I'll find will bring me real peace of mind when I come to the rainbow's end. For someone has waited there all alone, so I will know at the rainbow's end how it feels to pressed to an angel's breast when we meet at the rainbow's end.
Well, that closes up your All-Star Western Theater for this time, friends. We're always glad when you can be with us, and we invite you to join us again next week. We want to thank Gene Bates.
Makers of